Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
Hey, good morning to all of you, as we, I guess we are officially into holiday season. And lots of good news, lots of fascinating news. And, of course, there is the overwhelming, pervasive gloom and doom of our potential encounter with North Korea. And I think the difference with this one is it's potentially very real. But let me address... A subject that no liberal wants to talk about. They don't even answer me when I ask the question, how are you doing in the stock market? In case you didn't notice, with today's futures, and I expect today will be a record unless there's some calamity, the futures are now up 108. And that would make the stock market 24,026 dollars even. And if you want to go back, I mean, obviously a record was set yesterday. This is so much fun. I want you to go back to when Trump took over and when Obama left. If you have any doubts about the economy, Obama had the economy growing at 1 point something during his entire time. Occasionally it'd get up to 2. There's virtually no growth. None. Trump's economy, and it's now Trump's after a year in, 3 point, I think it's 2% GDP. I haven't seen 3.2 GDP, gross domestic product, in so many years I can barely remember. I said, if things go well in this administration, and I expect they will, I would plan on seeing between a 3 and a 4% growth. It's already happened. Now, let me give you this stunning figure. Everybody's talking about Obama took us out of the 2008-2009 huge recession. He did like hell. But since Trump has been in office, the Dow Jones has gone from 18,000 to 24,000. That's a 6,000-point increase. And it's still going up. As I say, the futures are up today. It's amazing. And why do you think it's happening? Oh, it doesn't have anything to do with Donald Trump. It doesn't have anything to do with removal of regulations. It doesn't have anything to do with all these tax cuts that are proposed. It doesn't have anything to do with bringing $5 trillion back into the United States. It doesn't have anything to do with companies coming back and hiring Americans. It's just a coincidence. I can't help think of that good friend of mine. I think he listens every day, but he knows I'll say anything that I want to say. I won't identify him, of course. I don't want to humiliate him. But he denied it was the Trump effect. He showed me a short graph of where Obama had an increase. 6,000 points. and everybody comes on. All the left wing, in one way or another, they talk about how Trump is crazy, how Trump is dangerous. I only have one concern here. I really do. I don't know. You know, he says he's going to build a wall. I believe he's going to build it. You got Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, who are looking to make a deal to allow illegal immigration, protect the Dreamers. Why would you make that deal? Shame on them. Shame on them every single day. I thought when Harry Reid left, oh boy, we're going to get somebody reasonable in there. Nancy Pelosi has been pathetic for years. She doesn't even know what the hell she's talking about. But she's, you know, as I say on this station a lot, she's learned Washington speak. And when you learn how to talk the language of Washington, like John Kerry did so masterfully, not knowing what he was talking about, you can get away with it. So, I mean, I'm going to plead guilty to this and tell you a story that happened during the National Hockey League Stanley Cup Finals. It was between Chicago and Pittsburgh. Several years ago, obviously. And my best friend my dear friend who's now deceased, he stuttered, but he was brilliant. I probably mentioned his name on this show several times, Maury. He used to call me kid because I was much younger and he stuttered. You know, he always stuttered, but he was a genius. And I called him. We didn't have cell phones then, so I called him. I said, Maury, can you believe it? I'm part of the broadcast team on radio for the National Hockey League Finals. He said, kid, we're listening to you. He says, it's unbelievable. So he turns to his wife and yells out, Ruth, you're not going to believe this. I'm talking to the kid right now. He's doing the National Hockey League playoff finals. He doesn't know anything about hockey, but he sounds terrific. That was hockey. I never claimed to follow it that much, but it was one of the many funny stories I had that I won't bore you with on the air. But I just want to show you that there are people who talk with results in politics, and there are people who don't. Trump is producing. Take a look at what he's done, and I keep saying it every day. We're on the verge of passing tax reform. I believe if it gets passed by the Senate, there will be some modifications, but suddenly we're bringing people into the fold who are out, like Rand Paul. I hope Ron Johnson comes on board. Susan Collins of Maine should just walk around dressed in Democratic garb from head to toe. She won't come around because she's more of a left winger. And on the other hand, Joe Manchin, who's my favorite Democrat, will probably come around, as will, I should have said her name first. But a representative from, I think, North Dakota or something, a Democrat who is very reasonable. And it's going to be very close. And that tying vote may very well happen here, but I suspect, and I'm talking about passage of this. Why do you think the market has reacted? As I look at the futures here, and they're up 117. It's fun to be talking about this after so many years. And when I did my shows focused on this entirely, it was miserable. It was depressing. And I'd come back and I'd take a look at this screen on my computer to see how much money I lost. I mean, what I was losing every day was mind-boggling. So if you're in the market and you haven't checked whether you're in mutual funds or wherever your money is, if you're in bonds, it may be a very different story, of course. And if you're involved with the puts and calls and selling short, I don't know. But it's the profit of these companies, these corporations, is coming in here every day. This company's reporting great news. There are always going to be those that don't. Like, for example, today's futures pointing to an open on Wall Street that it's going to at least get it temporarily over 24,000 as OPEC and tax news take center stage. And there's a prediction from a very reliable source here. Let me see if I can find out who this source is. That's okay. We'll even if it takes an hour, I think I should spend the time. Multiple analysts. Okay. Multiple analysts are feeling that if tax reform gets passed, stocks are going to surge by 17%. What are you going to say about that, Chuck Schumer? Nancy Pelosi, the despicable Elizabeth Warren, the phony Indian. What are you going to say about that? So even though I've said I've held and then I've sold some off, I'm not selling anything off right now. 17%, I don't know whether it's going to go up 17%, but if tax reform passes, based upon yesterday's 257 stock market boom, where do you think the market's going? The futures are currently up exactly 120. This is so great. I should be doing my entire show on this, but I guess I will if it goes up 17%. We'll come back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest-yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high-net-worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years' experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
Biz Talk Radio. The Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hi, this is Buzz Aldrin, one of the first two Americans to land on the surface of the moon. I've just finished a wonderful interview with Stu, and you can find further details on his website. Look things up and help celebrate the Golden Apollo legacy.
Because I love you.
No, I didn't turn this, that just went down.
No, thank you. No,
it ran out.
Yeah, no. We can only run 15 seconds of these anyway by law, so we can't do the whole song because I honestly, if that weren't against federal regulations, this might not be a talk show.
it'd be you singing.
No, I don't want to. No. I mean, I wish I honestly, if I could sing, Laurie,
you know,
I would honest to God, I would spend the show singing. I used to have on a guest group. I can't remember. They were brothers. They were phenomenal. And then I had on the. I'm trying to think of the big name. Come on. Anyway, I had them on for half a show. They were performing live for me, so
wow.
it was different. But
nice.
It was fun. More fun ahead, I hope, as we continue to shove aside the bad news, which I did for the first segment. Now I want to get into this segment here about everybody's talking about it. I watched Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity, and the beginning of Laura Ingraham. And, I never forgot my interview with Laura Ingraham, her book, The Power of the People. She's very, very smart. And it seemed like all three shows were pretty much consumed with sex. And the spotlight is on now the man who has got a huge ego, but certainly doesn't want to be recognized in this sense. It's Matt Lauer. He's kind of the kingpin, just like O'Reilly was the kingpin at Fox. Matt Lauer was the kingpin at NBC, and the evidence was so overwhelming that I had asked the question, how could he be fired immediately after this? Well, sometimes if you're in a position like Andy Lack is in, and I believe he's 100% guilty, and I mean, how could he not be? I mean, everybody there knew. I knew. I mean, I didn't know, but I heard many, many times about Matt Lauer's sexual exploits. And it came as a shock to Andy Lack. Come on. He should resign. He's the principal here and the CEO of NBC and MSNBC. If we could get those two networks off the air, we'd have a much better world. So Lauer steps forward finally. His tweets came out this morning, of course. It was a graphic apology and how he went over the line at times, but at other times he didn't, right? That's the cover. He went over the line so many times that they had to keep drawing new lines. And Matt Lauer said not all of it was true, and he's going to spend his, you know, for the upcoming future in trying to rehabilitate himself. It's a bunch of BS, and you can get away with it if you're under the radar and nobody knows you, and you get a, if you get accused by someone every day, and you're an everyday guy or an everyday girl. It's mostly an everyday guy. It goes under the carpet. What I don't understand, and I do understand the drive for sex, and I certainly can understand the drive for power, but doesn't something click in your mind? I've said this many times here. Everybody has temptations. Everybody. I'm not guilty of it. I'm just normal. I've had a lot of temptations during my life, and then I stop, and I've done it, and I've thought about this. What will be the consequences of my action if I do this one stupid thing? Years ago, you know, everybody wanted to be cool, and I smoked a cigarette or two in certain circumstances. I was a kid. And then I said, I'm not doing this anymore. And I was a teen, you know, I never smoked. I have a couple of cigarettes if I was with some girl I wanted to impress. Now I read poetry if I want to. I'm just kidding, if I want to impress my wife. So you look, as you, hopefully as you mature, and I think I matured early in a certain sense, although I know a lot of people who know me disagree with that statement. You sit and think of the consequences. I thought I was sharp enough to think, what if I do this and get caught? What if I do this? Well, you know, I never smoke, but what if you take that first cigarette? What if you have that affair with the first person? Well, I'm not going to do this anymore, just one more time. It's like, it's tough to kick a habit. And I'm not here to reform anybody. I trust you'll do the right thing, and it's not my job if you don't. Go to your local priest or rabbi. But I'm just saying, it's so nice to live a life where you get up at night, you don't worry. You get up in the, you get up in the morning and don't worry. You get up at night, you guess you worry. Go to sleep at night, you don't worry. Wake up in the morning, you don't worry. Phone calls come in, you don't hesitate to take them. You're not avoiding anyone for credit or any other problem. That's what my father said, and he taught me. He said, Stu, I never worry about anything when it comes to this because I'll always do the right thing. He said, and I know you will as well. And my brother, and I have to say my brother has been the epitome of rectitude, and I've tried to be the same, and I think I've succeeded. So I'm very proud of that, and I'm proud to have done that, not only for my parents, I'm proud to have done that for myself. And now that I have a family, I'm never uncomfortable about answering certain questions, and I'm never uncomfortable, like Matt Lauer might have been when he was interviewing O'Reilly, talking about all of these sexual no-nos that are going on. You got a choice to make, and it doesn't mean you can't. Maybe I should be on a pulpit right now, but I think about this all the time because when it comes out, John Conyers, Matt Lauer, the whole bunch of them. Yeah, but even maybe Roy Moore, although he hasn't really been, there hasn't been any proof on Roy Moore, and I think that's where our system is showing its fallibility here. Well, when these things come out, I say, how can these people be so stupid? Little Clinton with Monica Lewinsky in the White House. Well, Yasser Arafat was outside his office. I mean, it's incredible. Why would you give up all that? I don't need that kind of motivation. I'm not in the limelight that much. And I'm happy about it. Okay, we're going to take a break with you right now.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
You became a nurse for a lot of reasons. You care about people and you love taking care of them. Being a nurse is who you are. But today, many medical facilities require nursing candidates to have bachelor's degrees. So you're probably going to want to have that degree. But you work. You may have a family. How can you possibly fit getting your bachelor's degree in your already tight schedule? With the online RN to BSN bridge program at Independence University. Our online learning model helps you balance your work, your family, and your desire to move up in your nursing career. Class sizes are small and personal, and we're 100% focused on helping you through the program so you can earn your degree. An IU's online RN to BSN program is accredited by the Commission on Collegiate Nursing Education. Our goal is to help you achieve your goals. Independence University's online RN to BSN program. Call now.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
Hi, this is Peter Buffett. I just finished up an interview with Stu Taylor, and loved every minute of it. So I hope you do, too. Thanks.
Oh, wow. Oh man, what are you laughing at?
Well, I know that you think it's me just lowering it so we can as you're singing, but it runs out.
What is she doing? Do you know that song by the Occasions,
okay,
spelled
okay. Exactly.
Asians is number 9 on my all-time list of all songs.
That's good to know. It's a little fun fact about Stu.
Do you like that song, don't you?
I do like that song, absolutely.
Oh, God. I think, when I was a kid, I was thinking about becoming a DJ. Maybe I'll become a DJ. Can I do that right now? Let's see now. Is that a better gig than what I've got going now? Give me 2 seconds. One, two. No, I'm going to stick with what I'm doing. As the market is open, and I think we're up, Laurie, if you can corroborate this, I think we're up 131 points. And
yep, saying 125 right now.
Okay, we are over 24,000. Yep. I remember, I know I was going to continue on other subjects, but I'm so taken by this that I've now got the screen on here looking at the averages, and I can't remember who wrote the book. I don't know, 3, 4, 5 years ago. Dow 30,000. First, there was one written by an Indian gentleman, Dow 20. Now somebody wrote one, Dow 30. And the predictability by a couple of economists is that by the turn of the next century, we will be at Dow 100,000. But I won't be here to enjoy it. So I better tell my grandkids to start buying right now. It's thrilling, and we're up to 128. Maybe I'll just keep you posted on this. The S&P is up to 11. The Nasdaq futures are up 38. My goodness, this is exciting. All right, back to Matt Lauer, the disgraced and now fired co-anchor of NBC's Today Show, and. There are just some things. Laurie, did I say this during a break or did I say it on air? I don't think I bought Katie Couric.
You said it during the break.
On a break. Okay. I'm going to encourage people to watch the video of Matt Lauer in an off camera. I mean, if somebody just videoed it, sitting there combing his hair when he had hair. He's a pretty good looking guy when he had hair. Now he's bald with a little mustache. And he made some very unseemly comments to Katie Couric. And she came in and she was weary. I'm not going to get too graphic, but she came in. He said, nice sweater. And then she kept bending over to pick something up. And he kept saying, and I won't say the rest of the sentence. He kept saying, keep bending over. And Katie Couric came on again, these cuts. I met and fell. I never did anything about it, but I met and fell in love with Katie Couric. I didn't realize how whacked out she was as a progressive. I was at the White House. I think that's on my website. If you go to photos and you see Katie Couric there with me, my arm around her. This is, my arm was around her. Oh, my God. Anyway, Katie Couric went on and said, some host said, what was the most embarrassing or annoying thing that Matt Lauer ever did? And she said, he pinched my rear end all the time. Yeah, you know, I'll just tell you, I managed girls softball in the town that I'm in when my kids were young. I absolutely loved it. And It was at the time when cultural acceptance of anything that was meant innocently stopped being accepted. Because you could do certain things. I mean, if a young girl hit a home run or something, you could give her a slap on the rear. You know, it totally innocent, young girl. I never did that. They would always come in and always make sure I put my hand up, and they'd slap my hand. Back then, I said, I just don't think this is a good idea. And there was never any, even a semblance of sexual thought. But I never wanted anything to be misinterpreted. And I've continued that practice. We go out with our best friends, and my best friend is the salt of the earth. I love him like a brother. And he's just a super nice guy. And you know, sometimes waitresses will come over, they're nice, and he's always nice. And he, you know, he, just as a token of showing his appreciation, he just may hold her arm or her wrist. You know, I do that with some doctors, physicians, assistants whom I see. It's entirely different. And I won't get into the reasons why it's different. I mean, it's different. And I've known them for years, and they know who. I don't know why I'm going down this road of trying to appease people. I'm not even trying to. And his wife says, don't grope waitresses. He says, grope, I just touched her on the wrist. And and that's all he did, or on the hand, you know. That's how bad it's gotten to be politically correct. It's gotten so out of hand, not only what you do, what you say, and how it can be interpreted. How could have Matt Lauer gone so crazy? Crazy. As high profile as he is, and there's no doubt about it, he is the flagship of that network, the flagship of the flagship network at Rockefeller Center. Now, I never met Matt Lauer. I've met many people who have been on the show. I never met Matt Lauer. But I do have a very high-profile friend who's an ex-producer of a lot of major network shows like this, the major ones. And when he started out, he said that, I guess there's no secret in this. Michael Krause, who was married to Joan London, he's been a dear friend of mine for years. He was the producer of the Mike Douglas Show, the Good Morning America show, and he met and married Joan London and the Today Show. So he was a very, very heavy hitter and very well known in the industry. And, you know, look, time moves on, you get replaced, and that's not part of the story. But he said Matt Lauer worked for him when they started out. And, you know, he was a good guy. You know, he was extremely nice, extremely cordial, and you'll hear that, especially from his worshiper, Al Roker, who's lucky to have a job. And there was never any, I said, ever heard, you know, he never heard any mention of, I'm sorry, wrong. At that time, there was no reason to do that. I might have said it on the basis of a couple of rumors I heard. Well, I don't think there were rumors, but Natalie Morales, for example. It's funny how she was fired and went to the West Coast. I said to him, well, what kind of a guy was he? I think I'm going to call him today, as a matter of fact. He was really a nice guy. And then when Michael ended up out of work, because it happens to everyone, somebody someday comes over and makes a phone call and gives you a pink slip, says it's time. He said he's tried to reach Matt Lauer. Matt Lauer wouldn't return his calls for years. And he said, and of course, it was one of many. He helped Matt Lauer along in his career. In so many circumstances, there is no appreciation. I appreciate. I go back and I think of people who made what turned out to be watershed moves in my life. I never forget them. It could be 20 years ago. I remember someone responsible who got me really my first major radio business gig. And I don't see him. I talk to him, but I do call once in a while. I won't forget what he did for me. I never, ever forget someone who was good to me, my family, or my late parents. It never goes out of my head. And I'm not saying everybody should be like that. I guess I am saying everybody should be like that. Because there are enough people who are out there who will do harm to you. So Matt Lauer, as you heard, had a secret button under his desk to lock the door when female producers or other females came in. A button that automatically locked his door. Are you telling me that Andy Lack at NBC didn't know it? Come on. Dow up to 24,048. Whew. Hallelujah, brother.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370. 605-5370.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio.
IMIS, morning 6 to 8 on WBNW, 1120 AM.
Hi, I'm Jim Cook, the brewer and founder of Sam Adams, and a friend of Stu Taylor. He's a great interviewer. He brings out the best in everybody that he talks to, and he helped me sell some books. Cheers.
Hey, Laurie, I got a great suggestion.
Yes, Stu.
You know, why don't we have our own show? We won't have any listeners. We'll pretend to be on the radio.
How do you know we won't have any listeners?
Because we're not going to be on the air.
Oh, you just want us to sit and talk to ourselves?
No, to each other. We'll have mics.
Yeah, to each other.
And we'll just have a dialogue.
All right.
You know what? I think we should do this.
We do that at break.
Yeah, I know, but I think we should do it for an hour.
An hour just of us chit-chatting with no one listening.
We approach the holidays.
Okay. Sounds like a plan.
Does that sound all right to you?
Sounds fantastic.
Well, we'd no plan to do anything, but you're a pro. I'm not certainly concerned about that. Matter of fact, you could fill this.
Oh, sure.
All right, fill this segment.
I think you can handle this, Stu. I'm just on the other end here. I'll just go do my job.
I used to do this all the time. I was just telling Laurie about the horrendous stock market crashes and how I would be involved with the market every day with my best friend. I'd start 15 phone calls a day. What are you buying, Kenny? Kenny, what are you selling? Stu, what are you buying? Oh, I thought I was so smart. So here we go now. The Dow is up 146. 24,064. How you doing, all you left-wing radical fools? Oh, no. Trump doesn't have anything to do with this. See, Matt Lauer had to come forward. And I'm not making this a statistical thing. I don't know. But have you noticed, other than Roy Moore with his no proof, boy, did I change the subject fast. I just got so excited over the market. Roy Moore, who there is no definitive proof of anything he did wrong. None. And yet the scrutiny he's under, and then you've got these idiots like Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff, come on, take him off the air. When he goes on the air, the liberal California congressman, I immediately turn the station rather than listen to his BS. So far, other than Roy Moore, who have been the Republicans who have been involved in these sex scandals? Now, I want to follow that up very quickly before I get criticized. That I'm not sure. I don't think this is a political issue. Just making a statement here. And when you examine it closely, and I think part of the reason maybe they know nothing's going to happen to them. Well, I think that's changed. I think it's one incredible move that Andy Lack fired Matt Lauer immediately, but you can do those things in anticipation of the news coming out first. He tried to beat the scoop on the news, and he did. And believe me, Andy Lack is no friend of mine. So there are many people who have that have been spoken to, and again, watching Hannity and Tucker Carlson last night, we've seen all these witnesses, these accused victims being brought on. And a lot of the Kathleen Willey and Juanita Broderick and others that Sean Hannity spent a lot of time with. All I can tell you is this. Unless they're A1 ranking actresses, I believed everything they said. Bill Clinton is a vicious predator. And the guy's being praised in most liberal circles, or at least he is up until now. But I think one of the good things is that the strength and power of the Clintons has now dwaned. Lots more focus on Clinton and on Hillary for writing that abysmal book blaming everyone else. I think that they're coming to a realization of who will ascend to power in the Democrat Party. I don't know, but I can tell you this, that it's something that we have to look at very carefully. We got Schumer and we got Pelosi, and if the Democrats ever win back the House and the Senate, God help us. So Trump has to move forward. Now, do I appreciate all these tweets? He sent one out this morning on Matt Lauer and talked about how Andy Lack should be fired. The thing is, he's coming out and telling the truth. He's the only one who's got the guts to do it. And he's got to continue to do this, but he just should stop the personal attacks. And as I interjected earlier on the show, the situation about North Korea, I, for the first time, am becoming extremely concerned about the situation. It's alarming. It is a highly problematic situation. And I don't know where we go from here. Is this man bluffing, or is he just straight out nuts? Well, a lot of people say that about Trump, too. Trump isn't nuts. He, you know, maybe a little off personality-wise. But I am a results. Two things. Number one, I'm results-oriented. Number two, I look for the best of whatever options are out there. In most cases, it's the best of two. I'm sticking by it. I'm not going to do anything. I'm with Trump all the way. Every day he's accomplishing something. And all you got to look, you only have to look as far as the Dow to realize that would, I think it's 53%. Probably more now because, you know, what happens is everybody wants to jump on the bandwagon. 53% invested in this market. I'd like to talk to those 53%. They got to be one happy group. Unless you're a stock picker, pick one or two selective stocks that don't go. But if you've got a balanced portfolio, and I mean, you know, well, I'm not going to name any particular stocks. You should be ahead of the game right now, especially if you weren't a part of the 2000 and 2008 crash. We're talking 10 years since 2008, almost 10 years. I want to thank everyone for listening. This is Stu Taylor. See you tomorrow.
Opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.